Hi, this is Lawrence, licensed agent with Medicare on a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare plans to see what's new for you this year?
Sure, but I'm not holding my plan. But yeah.
Okay, we can help you out with that. Can I just first start with your zip code, please?
61401.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, and just really quick here, before we begin, Medicare requires I let you know that we do not offer every plan in your area. We currently represent 4 organizations which offer 28 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE for all available options. And just for Medicare purposes here, do we have permission to call you back if we get disconnected?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so let's just get right into it here. Again, my name is Lawrence, just so you have my name there. And my first question for you here is, do you make all your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member or service or a social worker help you with that?
I make all my own decisions.
Okay, that's good to hear. And are you currently in a nursing home or long-term care facility?
I own my own home.
All right, great. And we're also going to review your medication costs. Do you have your medication bottles handy?
Wait a minute. Is this an insurance place? Because go ahead.
Yeah, this is for Medicare Advantage programs. We help you get your coverage set up and get you things like grocery cards, flex cards, things like that. Right now, we're just seeing what you qualify for.
Okay. Like, I have Humana Healthcare. Is that going to stop anything?
No, I
don't understand.
We work with Humana Healthcare. Yeah. Right now we're just seeing what you qualify for. Was that the reason why you called today, was to look into some of those grocery cards type things?
Yeah.
Cards? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, we can help you with that. Just have to ask some basic questions here, and then that way
okay.
We can see what you're eligible for.
I have a gob of medicine, so I have to go get them.
Okay.
You
don't have to grab them quite yet. We'll get to that. We'll go down that path if we need it. As long as they're available somewhere, that's all I need to know.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Yeah, we don't need them this moment. My last thing I have for you is, do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you?
Yeah, it's in my purse, and it's just across the room too. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That one I need you to grab for me.
Okay. All right. Hang on.
No problem.
Okay, got my purse. Hang on just a second until I get the key, the card. The key. Oh, where's my red wine? Red card. I got panicked. I thought I lost it.
No. Be careful.
Oh, I did. I thought I lost. Okay. Yeah, I got it right now. Yeah.
Okay. Right below your name, there should be like a series of letters and numbers. I just need that way that I can find you in the system here.
Okay. 6, F, like Fox, 1, 2, W, wagon, 55, W, wagon, H, horse, 06.
Okay, 1 second there. Okay, let me see if I can find you here. Okay, it's 6, S as in Sam?
No, F like Fox.
Oh. F like Fox. I'm sorry, I think they were... Okay, then it's 1, 2, W, and then you said 55?
Yes.
55, and then it's W, H?
Yes.
And then 406?
No. 06.
All right. Got it. Okay, let's see here. Found you. All right. Am I speaking to Ms. Connie Leeser?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you, Ms. Leeser. And before I look at information in our system to determine eligibility, do I have your permission to proceed? Yes or no?
Is this insurance?
This is through the Medicare program.
Okay,
Medicare Advantage,
yes,
yeah. Okay, yeah. We're just gonna ask some questions here, and then we'll go from there. Right now, I'm just trying to see what we can find here for you. I just want to confirm some basic information while I'm looking that up here. I got your first name, obviously, Connie, last name, Leeser. Date of birth is June 28th, 1951. And I have our home address. Are we still at the 1560 East Grove, Galesburg, Illinois?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, one second here. All right. Yeah, we definitely want to try to put some money back in your pocket. Obviously, we want to do all those things. We want to make sure all your medical needs are met as well. That's loading up on my side. A couple questions here for you. Are you currently in any kind of state assistance program like Medicaid?
I have Medicaid, Medicare. In my insurance, yes.
You also have Medicaid. Is that what
it says? It just says Medicare on this card. Wait a minute. Let me see what else I got. Find out on my card. I have Humana. I have, that's not what you're wanting, is it? I don't know. I have Humana insurance. I have my red, white, and blue card. I don't know about this. I have a card in here that says Aetna, but I don't know if I'm in Aetna or not. Aetna, whatever.
Is it an older card?
I don't see a date on it. I can give you the number.
Here, actually, I think I can pull it up here.
Oh, wait.
It looks like
effective since 6/1/2020.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, it looks like you're currently enrolled in a Humana Choice Plan. You have a PPO. Does that sound familiar now?
Yeah, that's Humana's what I thought I had. So that card is not any good. The Aetna is not any good.
It might be an older card. You said it was. Yes. You said 2020 is when you saw it.
Yeah,
that might just be an older card because right now it looks
okay,
like you're currently
so
on
away?
Yeah, right now you have Humana.
Okay. Yeah, I got 4 Humana cards. I don't know if they're the same or if they're different. Hang on a minute. Okay, so throw the Aetna card away. Okay. Okay, I've got Humana Gold Plus. I've got Humana Choice, Diabetes, and Heart, which I don't even have either one of those. And that's with the Diabetes and Heart. And this one is Humana Gold Plus. Now,
okay, the one I'm seeing that you currently, that's current, it looks like it's the Humana Choice Diabetes and Heart.
Okay, I don't have diabetes, but I do, I have, years ago, had a mild heart attack.
Okay, so yeah, that's
years.
Probably why, yeah, it's a that kind of
so
covers both.
Okay, throw away the dental?
Do
I have dental?
Let me see here. Give me one second. Let me pull that up.
It says it was issued 5/28/25.
Yeah, I would keep that one. Your latest thing that you have is the Humana Golden. I'm sorry, the Humana Choice
Gold Plus
Diabetes and Heart. That's what you currently are enrolled in. So just hold on to that. Let's get right into it. Let's see if we can get some extra money in your pocket. That's one of the things we want to do here. Do want to ask a few basic questions, though. My first question here for you is, as far as our doctors, how often are you going every year? Are you seeing your doctors pretty regularly?
No. Maybe once a year.
Maybe once a year? Okay. Appointments or not say appointments, but like any procedures or surgeries that are scheduled anytime soon?
No.
No? Okay,
no.
That's good. Good. I'd like to hear that. How about in the last year, have you been hospitalized or taken to the ER for any reason?
No.
Okay. So you're going about, so what, like, just tell you for your annual checkups, things like that?
Yeah, I go, well, I guess you could say that, because when I finally, when I go to the doctor for any reason, they give me a checkup, but no, I don't ever get too sick, hardly ever. Oh, I should knock on wood. Wait a minute.
Whoops.
Okay, knocking on wood.
I knocked on wood for you too.
Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to brag, but I'm very thankful that I'm healthy at 74 and a half.
Good for you. I love hearing that. I love hearing that, because a lot of people, you know, when they get,
I live in my own home. I take care of my own dirt, and I'm pretty, and I got a cat and a fish tank, and I'm set.
Gotcha. Sounds good. Okay. How about speaking of dental, you talked about that. Do you have any dental work that needs done? Do you have any appointments set? Any major work?
No, I don't have any appointments set, but I need to get I need to go to the dentist just for a checkup, and I don't have any pain or any. I have a wisdom tooth that I chipped a piece off of, a jaw tooth that I chipped a piece off of, and I need to go to the dentist, but I'm petrified, terrified of dentists.
Not a fan of the dentist.
So, no.
I don't think anyone likes, I don't know if anyone likes going to the dentist. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Oh, yeah, but I the first time I ever passed out in my life was in dentist chair.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
No, that's how scared I am. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I would just still, if you need to go, as tough as it can be, maybe, just to, you know, make sure you're good. But I understand. At the end of the day, it's peace of mind as well. I get that. Okay. What about our... Yeah. What about our vision? Do we wear prescriptions? Do we need new prescriptions?
I have glasses, but I had new glasses ordered about not quite a year ago. I think it was like, I don't know. It's not been quite a year. I don't like the new frames, but the glasses are okay.
Gotcha. How about our hearing? Sounds like you can hear me okay. Do you wear a hearing aid? Do we have your
voice in here? Yes, I wear a hearing aid, yes.
Okay. They're working okay for you?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you're actually wearing them. I know people who get them and then they just don't ever wear them. So at least you're actually being proactive with it.
Yeah.
Okay. And are we still driving ourselves around town? Are you still taking yourself to the doctors or pharmacy if you need to go?
I could still drive, but my car got a little bit damaged, and my kids talked me into I live in town now, and I've got two daughters, and they work in town, and one of them lives in town. And so I got talked into just giving up my car instead of fixing it. So I don't drive anymore, not because I can't drive, but I gave up my license. I just, when it was my birthday, I just decided, okay, I'm not going to drive anymore. So, because they can take me anywhere I need to be. So I gave
that's
up
great.
My driver's license.
That's great.
I just did it within this past year.
Well, like I said, that's great. I'm glad you have family to help you out there. So that's awesome here. I like hearing that.
Yeah.
And now let's kind of visit what, you know, one of the reasons we called for today, and that was for grocery allowance and flex cars and things like that, give back programs.
Right. Yeah.
What do you currently have, or do you know if you have anything like that with your Humana?
At one point in time, I don't know if it refills or not, but at one point, wait a minute, I gotta find my billfold again. At one point in time, I had this card that I thought here it is. And it's through Humana too, I think. Wait a minute. It's in my billfold and it says Humana spending account card, but I don't know if it has anything on it.
Let me see. Let me see if I can find that here.
Do you need the number? I got the number
on the back. No, I don't need the number. I'm trying to see if I can maybe I can give you a little bit more details on what that does or what that is.
Well, I know for a while it had some money on it for groceries.
It looks like you have $105 monthly allowance. Have you not been using it?
No, I haven't. Well, I keep forgetting when one of my kids take me to the grocery store, I keep forgetting to see if it's got anything on it. I've just been paying my cash, you know, because I forget the cards in my pocket. But I know that it had money on it once because I used it, and it was very nice to have.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm seeing now. I mean, just based on what I'm seeing that you're enrolled in, you do have a over-the-counter. It's called OTC. That's kind of the technical. It just basically stands for over-the-counter, and that just means over-the-counter products. You also can get groceries. Some of them you can pay like utilities, rent. So there's, it helps with bills like you're saying.
And it refills every month.
Yeah, any unused amount rolls over each month. And it expires at the end of the year.
Cool.
Now, let's kind of see if we can even get you more than that. That would be ideal.
Yeah,
that's what we're
that's
trying to
great.
Do here.
Okay,
so let's kind of let's rewind just a little bit here. Let me just ask you. I know you, like I said, thank God you're you don't have any major health issues. But let's kind of go back to who's your primary care doctor.
Dr. Hershkowitz. Don't ask me how to spell it.
I can figure that out. What city is Dr. Hershkowitz out of?
At the Galesburg Clinic in Galesburg, Illinois.
Galesburg. Let's see. Dr. Jeffrey Hershkowitz? That sound
yes.
right?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
Let's see here. I've actually had it's funny, I put Dr. Hirsch and it autofilled to Hershkowitz, so I've typed Hershkowitz before. It's like, okay, and he said he's Galesburg, Illinois. He has a bunch of locations here, but he's out of Galesburg, it seems like. That's what he said.
Yeah, I go to the doctor in Galesburg, Illinois.
Okay.
And he probably works in Monmouth. I don't know. He probably travels. I go to Galesburg, Illinois, and that's the only doctor I've ever been to. Well, no, he was sick for a while. He had cancer, and I went to Dr. Lyle Murphy, but I go to Dr. Hershkowitz. He's my doctor.
Got it. Okay, and you had mentioned that you did have, obviously you said you didn't have diabetes, but you did have some heart issues a while back.
Oh, no, it's been years ago. It wouldn't even count now.
Okay.
I was young, and I'm 74 now. I was young, like in my early 30s.
Okay, I'm glad everything worked out.
Yeah, I've been fine, and I'm fine now.
Good to hear. Okay, well, let me just kind of let me read this real quick disclaimer, and then we're going to kind of jump right into, what I can, what we can help you out with today, and then, we'll go from there. But before I can discuss plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You do not need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll into a new plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. Leeser?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I just want to get that part out of the way. Okay, so let me show you what I have here for you, and then, like I said, we'll get a little deeper down the path here if we need to go there. So, like I said, I can see what you currently have, and I'm just kind of basing that. I see it's that Humana diabetes and heart. Now, let me walk you through what I have on my end to kind of, try to get some more money in your pocket, and also making sure everything else, kind of all the boxes are checked as far as everything else is concerned. So, what I'm looking at right now, I have something here that looks like it has doctor's office visits are $0, specialist, same thing. You have your preventative care all covered, pretty much all your coverage that you have now. Now, this is the big thing that I've found here. Like I said, you do have a $105 allowance on a prepaid spending card or OTC. This one I'm looking at is $216. That says $216 credit per month for OTC products like first aid supplies, pain relievers, and more, plus healthy foods like fruits, vegetables, and meat. Shop at thousands of participating stores, including Walmart, Walgreens, Dollar General, or at the neighborhood stores near you. So this one's going to give you pretty much exactly what you have now, with more money in your pocket to spend. So $216 every month, as opposed to the $105. And this plan is with, and this is with Aetna. I'm sorry, not Aetna, United Healthcare. The United Healthcare.
Right. I was on Aetna when I went on a Humana. So
yeah, this would be with United Healthcare. Yeah. But yeah, this is just going to do the same thing that you're doing, and your doctors in network. I know you're not going very often, but you know you'd still be able to see all your same doctors. It is a PPO, just like you currently have.
Wait. Are you wanting me to change from Humana to something else? Is that what you're wanting?
Yeah, if you want to access more, because that's all those ones
I
asked you.
I'm close to 75 years old. I don't want to change insurance. I'd get all screwed up again. So I guess I don't need the help. I was just hoping that I could get extra help on groceries, but that's all right.
That's what you're getting.
Insurance.
Can I ask you
change insurance.
Okay. No, and I understand.
Well,
listen, I understand.
Yeah, I just don't want to go through all the hassle of changing insurances and having all these different phone numbers and different. I'm too old to start over. So stay with Humana.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's not much to it. It's just we do here. We do the work for you. The only thing you're going to do is just receive your packet in the mail, and then come February 1st, you can start using all your benefits.
I'm sorry I bothered you, but I don't want to change from Humana at all. Okay.
I understand. Okay. Well, like I said, it does.
Okay.
You are going to be able to get more money in your pocket there.
Yeah, I know, but I'd have to change everything. I don't want to do that. I'm too old. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you.
There's not much change.
Bye.
All you have to do is just switch
it
over.
I know, but it's a different insurance. Yeah, to a different brand, different kind, right?
Yeah, but this is still all your doctors are still in your network. There's nothing that's going to change as far as your coverage. You're going to get the same type of coverage.
No, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, you have a great day. She's going to get $200. Look at this one here. I just want to see if this is